Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here, folks. Thanks for joining me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, I know you can feel the smarts coming over you, can't you? You just feel your IQ going up with every minute that ticks by, and you're going to be happy to know that that's just going to get better because Mark Mayberry is in the building. Mark is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a pretty darn good swinger of the golf club, too, I might add, ladies and gentlemen. I've witnessed that firsthand. And he's the co-author, along with John Scriven, of the book Building the Dream Workforce. He is one of the top customer care minds on the planet. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's so good to be here. It's kind of like staying at the Holiday Express commercials. You know, you just feel smarter when you listen to the Blasingame show.
People say that all the time. I get that all the time, Mark.
I'll bet you do.
They say, you know, are you a surgeon? No, but I did listen to the Small Business Advocate show this morning.
That's right.
It happens. I get that all the time.
I'll bet you do.
Hey, Mark, what's the news from the world of customer care?
Well, I've had a great example of it. When I got out of Vietnam, Jim, I moved to Montgomery, Alabama for about a year and a half.
Right.
And one of the places that I used to like to go there was this little old hot dog stand called Chris's Hot Dogs. And it's right downtown Montgomery where, at the time I lived there, it really wasn't that much of a booming downtown area. But, of course, you had the state legislature down there.
Was the Elite restaurant nearby?
I don't remember Eli's, but
there was a restaurant there. There was a restaurant there called the Elite, and it was spelled Elite, but they pronounced it Elite.
Elite, anyway, I hear you.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, I was back in Montgomery just a few weeks ago, and I was delivering a couple of programs for the Montgomery Chamber of Commerce, who I know you're good friends with.
Yep.
And afterwards, I asked one of the people there, I remember this hot dog stand when I lived here back in the 70s. And is it still around, and where is it? I couldn't remember exactly. And I said, you must mean Chris's Hot Dogs. So they said, yeah. I said, yeah. And they said, well, here's how you get there. So we went there, and my client and I, and we just happened to be there, Jim. As we walked up, we saw the big sign outside saying that it was their 90th birthday.
Wow.
Now, there's not a lot of businesses, period, much less small businesses like that.
No kidding.
That stick around for 90 years. But I'm telling you, this place is just your classic old downtown eatery, and the food is... There's several reasons why this small business has been successful, and I thought that's why I'd bring that up on your show this morning.
Absolutely. No, that's a great story. I love hearing these stories. I tell you what you need to do. You need to help us get those people on the show.
Well, we can
you need
certainly
to get
they
me
don't
a name
me,
and, a,
but,
and a phone number or something. So I'd like to interview them and I mean they've been serving hot dogs for 90 years.
90 years, and it's not only hot dogs. Now, one of the things that gets them to stick around so long is you hear hot dogs, and a hot dog is a hot dog, right?
No, I love hot dogs.
Yeah, well this
can
hot
I get
dog
a root
is,
can I get a root beer there?
You know, I don't know if you have root beers there or not.
Oh man.
Yep. I had a Diet Coke.
Oh, see, I got to have a root beer with a hot dog.
There you go. Well, they probably do. I would be surprised if they didn't.
I like my hot dogs with mustard, and I build it with mustard in the bottom. See, I build a hot dog. I don't just make a hot dog. I put mustard first on both sides.
All right.
And then I put relish on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And then I put onions on top of the relish. And then I just drizzle a little bit of ketchup on top of the onions.
Okay.
And a nice frosted mug of root beer. I'm in heaven.
Well, you'd be even more in heaven here because they've got this special secret sauce.
Oh.
That they put on the hot dog. And, you know, it doesn't look that good. I almost ordered one without it. But I figured this is what they're famous for. I better have it the way they make it, right?
You can't deny 90 years of history, right?
That's right. And it was just unbelievable. And here's the other thing. Now, it's called Chris's Hot Dogs, but I also ordered, because I could remember what they used to have there when I lived there, a hamburger. And Jim, this hamburger tastes like
you got
like
a hot dog and a hamburger?
I had a hot dog and a hamburger. And the hamburger tasted like your mom made it.
Oh, yeah.
Just that good old, it wasn't this frozen, comes from Argentina hamburger.
Man, you're making me hungry.
Well, the next time you're in Montgomery, you need to, and I learned a long time ago when I lived in Montgomery, it's not Montgomery, it's Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But this is a little hole-in-the-wall shack, and most people would say this place could never make it.
Chris's Hot Dog Shack.
Chris's Hot Dog.
Yeah, 90 years, ladies and gentlemen. We're certainly congratulating them on 90 years today. When we come back, we're going to get Mark to tell us how they've been able to pull this off all these years. What have they done that's so unique that you and I can learn from them? 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Mark Mayberry is our guest. We'll be right back. The late, great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen. That's a great song, but a lot of people don't know that's a cover of a song that Gladys, of the same song that Gladys Knight and the Pips recorded originally. How about that? If you've ever heard the Gladys Knight and the Pips version of that, it's pretty good, too. Mark Mayberry is our guest. He used to be one of the Pips, didn't you, Mark?
I think so. Now, Marvin Gaye, you remember back in years and years ago, probably before you were born, Jim, it was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Oh, no. It was Marvin Gaye first. Then it was... Then I think they just did some duets together, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And then Tammy died at a very early age.
Yep.
And I was in New York where they played back then. They've moved it since then, the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And Marvin Gaye was there, and it was his first concert after Tammy Terrell had passed away. And it was a night I'll never forget. He was just unbelievable.
Wow. Now, he was great, and he left us too soon. But some people who haven't left us are the folks at Chris's Hot Dogs.
Yes.
What's the official name?
90 years.
What's the official name of the company?
I don't know the official name on the outside. It just says Chris's, but everybody knows it as Chris's Hot Dogs.
So you can get, but you can get a hamburger there apparently.
Can you get a hamburger there as well?
Can you get
French
fries. French
fries were out of sight.
Oh man, you're making me hungry.
I'm telling you.
So what do you think has been the secret to their 90-year success?
I think there's many things that have been a secret. Number one, you know, I was so intrigued by this place. Of course, I had to get back and get on the internet and look it up online. And it started years and years ago.
So Chris's Hamburgers and Hot Dogs has a website.
They don't have a website, but people have written many stories about them over the years. So I was able to pick at this story and that story. And it started out, actually, where back in the old days, you imagine, what are we talking, 1917?
Right.
People, when the cars were first coming, it was really like a drive-up restaurant, and the waitresses would come out and wait on people. And in the 30s, they finally, the Montgomery legislature had to say, you can't do that anymore because they were causing such a traffic jam at lunchtime that people couldn't drive downtown Montgomery. Everybody wanted a hot dog. So they moved a little part of it next door. And I'm telling you, this is a hole in the wall. You look in a dictionary under hole in a wall, and there's a picture of Chris's, because this is a very small place. So they took a little portion next door, but it's just this little tiny place. So the atmosphere is just you couldn't move it and be successful.
Wow.
You know, the atmosphere alone is worth going in there. Then they've got the unique product. They've got something. Other people serve hot dogs, but they serve Chris's hot dogs, so that makes them memorable. And then there's the service. It's just... You know, customer service is my thing, and we got immediate service. The waiters and the waitresses in there, they were like out of the 1920s. They were just so much fun, and it was just such a unique experience. I actually had my name...
You know, a lot of times, Mark, when you go to a place like that, which I have, I know a few other restaurants like that that have that kind of tradition and history, and the waiters and waitresses that have been there so long... The customers come, you know, just because of their longevity, and they sort of act, the waiters and waitresses act jaded and dispassionate. You know, they almost like they, you know, okay, what do you want? I mean, you know, okay, fine, I'll get it for you. You know, that kind of thing. These guys weren't like that?
No, not at all. They were very, very hospitable, and Chris is the the owner decided to run a special that day, so your first hot dog
Chris
was going back to
Chris is still there?
Well, no, Chris is not still there. It's his grandson, I believe.
Ah, okay.
And they changed it, so the special for this big anniversary was your first hot dog was a nickel. And they still got the prices up there from when Chris was opened up. You know, hot dogs were a nickel, hamburgers were a dime. My dad used to tell me about stuff like that, and now I have living proof.
Well, listen, when I was a little kid, for a quarter, you could go to the A&W root beer stand and get hot dog for 20 cents and a root beer for a nickel.
That's right. That's right. Well, we remember when McDonald's opened up, you get three hamburgers, french fries, and a milkshake, and get changed back for a dollar.
Oh, yeah. No, you could get two hamburgers, fries, and a Coke for 50 cents.
There you go.
The whole thing, yeah. And we walked to school, both ways, uphill in the snow, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So
no shoes.
Exactly. So you think, what do you think has made this thing successful? Do you think it's the quality of the hot dogs, or what do you think?
Well, again, I think it's a combination. I think it's not so much the quality, but the uniqueness. That sauce is just different. It's unique. It's special. The hamburgers are made out of real hamburger. It's not frozen. It's like, you know, Mom used to make. The atmosphere of the place and the service that you get, it's just fun to go in there.
What makes a place like that have that kind of longevity? I mean, a lot of people have sauce. A lot of people have atmosphere. What do you think has allowed this to? I mean, think of all the fast food places that have come in and that should have knocked these people out of business. How have they been able to maintain this longevity?
I think one of the things that they've done, at least to my knowledge, and I didn't see anything where they had anything different, but the fact that they've still got just this one location. They never tried to be a McDonald's.
Right.
They focus on this, and from the articles that I looked up online, the person that's the owner now, you can tell his passion is still there for the hot dogs. That he just has that passion for what he does. Like small business owners should. You can't. There's no Goliath in the world that can have the passion that a small business owner.
And customers want to see that, don't they? They want to experience that when they go in the business.
Absolutely. You can't go into Home Depot and see any of the management team, the top managers of Home Depot. But you go into Chris's, you're going to see the owner there selling the hot dogs.
And that's what. And the thing is, the worst. Even though I know he had the sale there for the anniversary, the worst thing he could do would be to try to undercut him, the competition.
Absolutely.
Because that's not why people come there to save money. They come there to see the environment and to get these hot dogs. Stand by, Mark. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Mark Mayberry is our guest. His website is markmayberry.com, right, Mark?
Correct.
And the Building the Dream Workforce is his book, and it's right there as well. Ten Till, stay with us.
Your house is only another mile.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Mark Mayberry, and we're talking about hot dogs, Chris's hot dogs, in Montgomery, Alabama. And, Mark, here's my question. What do you think we can learn? What do you think small business owners can learn from Chris's hot dogs?
I think there's a lot of things that you can learn. Number one is, you know, in every business, when I go through my customer service steps, step number seven is to realize that you are in what I call the entertainment business. And some places say, how can that possibly be? But the bottom line is this, Jim. I go into many organizations, and I'll find the people that have been around a few years and ask them one question, and that is, what's changed the most at this company in the last 5 years? And too often, the answer I get is that it's not as much fun as it used to be. And whatever you're doing, I don't care what business you're in, especially the small business, number one, you better be having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is, are you a fun place to do business with? Whether you're
You think some people get the idea that if we're going to be a serious business, we have to be serious. We have to act serious.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that is so wrong, ladies and gentlemen. It is possible to be successful, to be serious about your business, and to have fun. You can do all three.
There's no doubt about that. And I see example after example from my clients, and I'm sure you do from yours, Jim. The ones that, you know, you can walk into a restaurant and you can tell whether the wait staff's getting along with each other or not right away. And it's just, is it a good place to come into? Are people friendly? Are you friends with your customers? And at Chris's, it's just such a fun place. It's just
did they not, when you walk into Chris's, do they acknowledge that you walked in?
On this day, they didn't have time to. It was packed. There was a line waiting outside.
But when they took your order, did they look at you?
Oh, absolutely.
When they give you your change, did they say thank you?
Absolutely.
You know, that's what gets me is you walk into a business, any business, I don't care whose business it is, and they don't even look at you. They Mark, I'm the guy who sits at the window at McDonald's when the person doesn't say thank you, when they just stick the stuff out the window
yes.
at me. I'm the guy who just sits there. Yeah, I blocked the line, ladies and gentlemen. I'm
right.
the one who sits there. And the person comes back and says, yes, what is there something else? And I say, well, aren't you happy that I came today? And they look at me and I say, you know, I could go somewhere else.
That's right.
And they say, well, I said, have a nice day. I said, well, I get that from my mom. Don't you want to say thank you?
Couldn't agree more.
Well, it's there's one lady at this one McDonald's I go to. Who she's on to me, and every time I show up, she grins real big, and she always makes a special deal out of saying thank you to me. Now, I don't know whether I've taught her something or she just wants me to move along.
Well, I think that probably McDonald's owes you a free lunch or something.
They
Jim,
do. Or... I think that's exactly right. I tell you what, I think I could help them, and I know you could.
Well, and, we both could.
Well, the thing is that, you know, thank you. Making eye contact, it's such low-hanging fruit, isn't it? That's what isn't the connection what people are looking for these days?
The connection and you know, saying thank you, saying hello when somebody walks in, and you have to have it with some meaning, with some passion. You walk into, at least here in Atlanta, you walk into a Blockbuster, and somebody's going to tell you hello, but it is the most
right.
insincere hello that you've ever
right.
heard in your life.
Well, they've been told to sit up at the window and say hello.
That's right.
And that's it.
And there's no, you know, I'm glad to see you feeling with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but a small business, boy, you want to thank everybody that comes in there. You want to greet them. You want to not follow them around the store if they don't want to be, you know, one-on-one. But you want to let them know you're there to help them.
And it's the thing you can do to get you the most business without costing you a nickel.
Yes. There is no cost to being nice.
Well, and that's what people expect in a small business, isn't it? And when they don't get it, I mean, if they go to the big boxes and they don't get it, they forgive them
yes.
for some reason. But it's unforgivable in a small business if you don't treat your customers like that.
It really is. To a small business, customer service is their number one strategic advantage.
Everything else is a commodity.
That's right. Chris is selling hot dogs, and so is probably Wendy's down the street. But it's a whole different deal.
90 years.
90 years. 1917, Jim.
My company is when my company becomes 90 years old. I hope it does.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid since I only started in '89, I'm afraid I won't be here to see it.
It'll be a grandson or granddaughter that'll be running it.
Probably so. Hey, Mark, give us your website again, please.
It is www.markmayberry.com, and my toll-free number is 800-394-6138.
Mark will help you if you need help with the things that we've been talking about. That's what he does for a living. Building the Dream Workforce, that's his book. It's at the website, too. Thanks, Mark, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.